We are talking today with Linda Osborne. She is the Director of Collegiate Ministry at Lifeway Christian Resources, and she is joining us via phone from Glorieta Conference Center in New Mexico. She's out there for Collegiate Week, and how many kids are out there right now?
We have about 1,400 here at Glorieta, and so it's an exciting crowd.
So you've gotten no sleep at all, basically.
Absolutely none. You're right.
It's like being back in college.
That's right.
You've been at Lifeway for 9 months, and you've got a lot that's been going on. There's a lot of things that are happening. We want to talk to you today in the context of the most recent Lifeway Research study that talked about teen dropouts and how many high school church attenders leave church during their college years. Ed Stetzer, the director of Lifeway Research, is here, and Scott McConnell, the associate director of Lifeway Research, is here. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ed, why don't you just introduce us to the highlights of the study to start, and then we'll let Linda kind of address some things.
Well, you know, we looked at these Protestant teenagers and really asked the question about how many leave church after being actively involved in church at some time in their high school years. And we found that 70% of 23 to 30-year-olds stop attending church regularly for at least a year between the ages of 18 to 22. And so we begin to see that dropout, which is of great concern for us. And I think ultimately the lead story, and a lot of folks will pick up on this, is that so many drop out. Of course, we do see some, you know, eventually return. 35% of these dropouts eventually return or attending at least twice a month. But what we also want to look at, we're so excited about talking to Linda today about, is what are we doing to change that? And what are we doing to see a different approach to ministry that enables us not only to stay connected for the sake of being connected, but for young adults, for students, to see this as vitally connecting them to faith and church?
You know, like you said, 70% leave, but that means 30% don't.
Right.
And Linda, you're really interested right now out there at Collegiate Week. That's part of that group that isn't leaving. What do you really see? What are the characteristics of this 30% that are sticking around through their college years?
They really are amazing. They are sold out for the Lord. They are refreshing. They are willing to give it all. They're willing to risk their life. The IMB sees large numbers signing up to go on really adventurous and high-risk kinds of projects in places that don't know the Lord. And so the 30% that stays is an amazing group of young adults.
Scott, going back to some of the research, what did you see of the 30%? Did you really look at, were there reasons that they gave that they stuck around, or were you really more focused on the multiple reasons that they left?
Well, as Linda mentioned, the number one reason that I believe 65% of them gave is that church, they saw church as vital to their relationship with God.
Okay.
And so when you have that relationship with God and that's solid, then sticking around in a church setting where you're feeding that relationship and learning more about God, it makes sense. And you're having the opportunity to worship God with other believers, that makes sense. And and so, you know, having that rooted faith is important.
Linda, what is really the state of collegiate ministry? I know you've been at Lifeway about 9 months, and you're probably just now starting to get a feel for it, but where would you say collegiate ministry is at, especially in relation to these numbers?
Our campus-based ministry through the Southern Baptist Convention, we are on 839 campuses, but there are 18.7 million college students in the United States. And so the state of collegiate ministry, I think it's positive. I think the people that are in place are working hard and they're working consistent. Students are coming to know the Lord, but there's so much more to be done. And I think this research would certainly show that, that it's exciting what is happening, but there's, you know, 70% is a high drop out rate, and so we really want to help those students stay connected.
Linda, as we see that many of the young people drop out because they move away to college, what are some of the things that campus ministries do to find out about those students who are coming to their campus so that they can be ready to meet them?
Through Lifeway, about 7 years ago, we began to see that what a huge need this was to partner with our youth ministries and to try to prevent students from Dropout. And that's one of the reasons we're so excited, because we've speculated and we've guessed, and this research really validates with hard numbers what our hunch has been. And so we've partnered with World Changers, with Centrifuge, for the last 7 years in getting the names of high school juniors and seniors, and then distributing those names to campus ministers and to church ministries all across the United States and Canada, so that they can have a contact, you know, and so certainly the 30% that stays, many times they're looking for a contact and anxious to have it, but the 70%, sometimes that phone call from a campus minister that got their name through a wide variety of sources will be the kind of thing that can then help them stay. So we're working with that, and then we are developing more partnerships. We have a recent group, a committee put together of different state, about 8 state convention folks that work with college ministries, and then we have people as well that work with youth ministries to come together and to study this and say, okay, what are our takeaways from this study? And so I think there are quite a few takeaways that we can have, and so I'm excited about getting the ball rolling even further.
Well, we're real encouraged that the research can hopefully inform and maybe assist in some of that conversation. One of the things that we looked at is we looked at some of the reasons for church dropouts, and 97% of those who indicate they dropped out cited some form of life change or life situation, and the intentionality of campus ministry to reach out. You know, 27% said they simply wanted a break, or 25% they moved to college and stopped attending church. How do you help move what is obviously a lack of intentionality in the part of these students? How are you overcoming that by reaching out to them and helping them connect into a faith community in college?
Yeah, 80% of the dropouts say they didn't plan to leave, and so I think we need to help them develop a plan to stay. And so, if campus ministries can greet them and be highly visible as soon as they get to college, and let them know the kinds of things that they're going to face, remind them of how, you know, the ones that say church is vital to my relationship with God, and so remind them of that. They make so many life decisions during college. Many times they decide if they'll marry and who they'll marry. They're deciding what their life's work will be. And so just to be very visible, to offer them relationship, remind them of how important it is to make these key decisions with the relationship with Christ being a guiding force in that. And so I think to work hard, and that can be seen in a variety of ways, but certainly campus ministries partnering with our churches and greeting students, you know, as soon as they get to campus, helping moving their refrigerator in, doing whatever it takes to say we love you, we want to be a part of your life, and being very visible. So if they don't have a plan to stay, we can help them remember the importance of it and be in their life.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is just the biggest thing is just to be there and to be available and accessible. And isn't that the case in so many churches? Just keeping people around is building that community and feeling supported. Linda, I think we are about out of time for today, and I realize it's such a short time to talk about a lot of things, but I appreciate you coming on and joining us, and good luck out there for Collegiate Week.
Thanks, Brooklyn.
Have a great day, Linda. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.